Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Marina Lieros Naples, and I'm your host here on the Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. This evening's show is a weekly show, Midweek Calming Potion. Every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's a 15-minute show. It will help you during the midweek to go ahead and recharge, relax, refresh, to be able to continue the rest of the week out. Then we also have a show on Sunday evening at the same time, 6:30 p.m. And that is also a 15-minute show. And that is School Time Smart Wand. The School Time Smart Wand show is one that gets you ready for the upcoming week. So this evening's show is Love is the Answer. And the reason for this show is that no matter where you go lately, there seems to be problems everywhere. People are not getting along. They're not listening to one another, not agreeing with each other, and people feel like they're alone. Words as comments in social media, in text messages, even on paper, are misunderstood from how they were intended. Intended means how they were meant by the one who wrote the words. Do you know when we remove voice and facial expressions and body language from communication, which is talking, there's so much that is lost from what was meant to be shared with others, which is conveyed. That's another word for it. So there's so much that's lost when we can't see the way the people look and the looks on their faces, their expressions, if they're feeling regretful or they're upset or they're sad or happy. Because when you just read it, there's so many different ways to interpret what was being said. And it's so easy for things to be misunderstood. And so how do we fix this? What tool do we have to be able to use to make sure that we are taking care of one another and that we are understanding one another and that we can help to go ahead and reconnect and have that unity with each other? Because that's what it seems like, a lot of that has been lost when people are feeling upset and alone and misunderstood. Now, we always seem to be in a hurry to do things and to go places and learn things. And I'm sure you do too. I know I do. So let me ask you, when was the last time you slowed down? Just had some fun, some quiet time with someone, you know, over at Milk and Cookies. And if you don't drink milk, regular, you know, cow milk or goat milk, maybe almond milk or soy milk or rice milk over juice with cookies, how about over a cup of tea or, for the grown-ups, a cup of coffee? When was the last time you didn't watch the clock? You didn't check your messages or social media notifications, and instead just put all of that aside and just sat back and relaxed, not thinking about anything except being with that person and enjoying their company, their laughter, their smile, to be able to feel and know their love that they have for you. So in this episode, we're going to do just that. We're going to slow down, we're going to relax, and we're going to step outside of the confusion of all those mixed emotions out there, and we're going to do some relaxation techniques that are going to help us to improve the world around us, and the people who are in our lives. And we're going to do that with love. Now we're going to put aside everything to learn how to just be. Do you know what that means, to just be? If you don't, you can learn this evening really quick here. We're about to begin. So if you're ready, I want you to go ahead and take that deep breath in and just let it out. Just blow it right out. And if you need to, shake your arms and hands a little bit just to let go of some tension. Now, I think what we'll do is we'll get right into the relaxing part of this, and I'll do a little bit longer of a guided meditation than what I usually do on Wednesdays. So why don't you go ahead and get very comfortable, either lay down, go ahead and lie down on the couch or your bed or the floor, or if you're outside, if it's nice where you are. Or if you're sitting up in a chair or on the floor up against the wall. And if you're laying down, you can have your arms by your side. If you're sitting up, go ahead and put your hands palm up on your thighs. And make sure you're sitting up straight. And close your eyes. And go ahead and take a nice, even, deep breath in, count of three. And in your imagination, with your mind, tell your body to relax as you let the breath out very slowly. Now go ahead and take another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold it to the count of three. And very slowly, let that breath out. Slowly now. And just let your body relax. And take one more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold it to the count of three. And remember that your body will follow the commands of your mind. And as you tell your body to relax, let your breath out very slowly. Keeping your eyes closed, we're going to do relaxation with your body. We're going to loosen up those muscles, starting with your toes. You're going to scrunch up your toes really tight. And hold that just for a moment. And then very slowly, let those muscles in your toes relax. And then we're going to move over up to the legs. And tighten the muscles in your lower legs and your upper legs as tight as you can get them. And hold that. And then very, very slowly start letting them relax. Slowly now. You're going to tense up the muscles in your lower tummy area. And then in your back. And hold that. Then very slowly begin to relax those muscles. And you can feel all of the tension floating away. We're going to move up to your shoulders and your chest area and your arms and your hands and your fingers and scrunch them tight into a fist. Nice and tight, shoulders. And hold that. And to relax those muscles and slowly open your fingers and your thumbs back up as they relax. And now you're going to scrunch up your face. With your eyes closed, scrunch up your face. You're all nice and tight. You'll be making a funny-looking face, but it's okay. It helps to relax all those muscles. And hold that for a moment, and then just slowly relax the muscles on your face. And then take a nice, gentle breath in. And then slowly let it out. And now picture yourself in your imagination floating up through the ceiling, through the roof, up into the sky, into the clouds. And then you reach the clouds and you settle on the clouds. And up above the sky, the sun shining down on you. And you can feel it from your head all the way to your toes shining down on you all at once, shining into you this bright, white, beautiful light filled with love. You can feel it. And filling you up inside, and it feels like a hug. It's soft, and it's gentle, and it's warm, and it's very kind, very gentle, and filling you up inside until you're shiny, just like a star. And all of the sunshine is shining out from your skin, and you feel it in your heart. And you know that with God energy there, and the more sun that shines into you, the more you feel love radiating from your heart. Now you float back down the clouds, through the clouds, back down, through the sky, through the roof, through your ceiling, back into the room. And you're shining so bright, and your heart is shining so bright, you fill up the room, and you know when you go walking over and you talk to people for the rest of the week, your family and everyone, your heart will be shining and shining out from you to everyone else, and you'll be sharing that love all week long. Can you feel that in your heart? That feels good, doesn't it? Remember, everywhere you go, you're shining with that sun shining through you and your heart, and that love is shining out from your heart to everyone, and you're sharing all that good and all that love, and then they fill up with that too. Take a deep breath, open your eyes, and join me again this Sunday at 6:30 for the School Time Smart Wand Show. Now go out and shine in the world and share that love in everything you do with everyone around you. Bye now.